freaks to the left of me, freaks to the right of me, craziness, madness, wacky lunacy, suitable for a TV sitcom set in an insane asylum, surround us. It's 1968. Free love, free food, freedom set to the beat of ear-shattering rock and roll. Young people are speaking their minds. Name's Carter. Charlie, C.F. Carter, insurance claims investigator. I'm Cooper. Detective Everett Cooper, SFPD. But everybody around here calls me Coop. What's your game, Mr. C.F. Carter? Well, insurance, claims. Don't see many claims investigators on a murder scene. What gives? I shrug my shoulders. Get back to you when I've solved one of the eternal questions of existence and get a clue, any clue, about the meaning and direction of my life. A somber silence lingers over the tattered theater. Center stage, Robert Randolph White lies in a tangle of theatrical rigging, surrounded by a pool of blood. His hand is clutched as though he had been holding something. A weapon of some sort? A flower? Make love, not war. Another lost hippie soul that the media idolizes every day as captured on the magical streets of Haight-Ashbury? Definitely not. Luther Green? I already told the constabulary all I know about the sad demise of Mr. Bob White, my good man. Not a cop, just an insurance investigator, Mr. Green. You guys don't waste any time. Could we talk in private for a moment? We moved to the other side of the tree. A girl in an Indian costume meditates there. A smooth humming sound. Issues from her mouth. You'll find the answer, but it'll cost you dear. Offers the Indian costumed one. Hand her a card, in case you happen to know anything about Bob White. I'm working on an insurance claim due to his death. You settling in at your job? Tony, my secret cousin, asks after I order a round of beers for the table. Life Beneficial has thrown me to the wolves. I'm investigating my first claim. You here on business or pleasure? Asks Harry. You guys do a gig at the Straight Theater the other night? Guy turned up murdered there this morning. He's had some dealings with you guys, or at least that's what I've been told. Front door swings open, and in walks the cops. Make a stop at the bar. Bartender points in our direction. Which one of you is Beetle Image, Tony? Growls a plainclothes cop. Me? Like to ask you to come down to the station to answer a few questions, if you don't mind. Just routine. Where are you taking him? I ask. Back to the city. Downtown. On his way to the door, he looks back over his shoulder at us, panic in his eyes, ready to piss his pants. Jane is too perturbed to wave. The front door slams shut, sounding like a jail cell closing.